Now that the game is done, it's our time to check in.
Left-handed dribble across the time stretch. Lillard with three. Lobs it up for Giannis. And he skies high and throws it down with a right hand.
Bucks Talk starts now.
Rebound Giannis. Looking for the lead. Giannis galloping all the way to the hoop. And with the left hand, he throws it home.
And now, live from Fiserv Forum, here's Justin Garcia and Brandon Snide.
The Bucks are Vegas bound once again, second consecutive year. They are headed to the semifinals of the NBA Cup. They will play either the Knicks or the Atlanta Hawks Saturday. I think afternoon. I think they're going to be the 3:30 game, I would assume. But we'll find out momentarily. And an impressive win all around. Look, I know it's probably easy to look at this Magic team that struggles offensively in terms of where their efficiency comes from and their point production. The fact that they're down their two leading scorers in Paolo Banchero, who they've played all season without, for all intents and purposes, and now Franz Wagner. But this is a tough Magic team. And this is a team that when they do get their offensive pieces back, I don't know that you really want a seven-game series with this group.
Nope.
I did think it was an impressive win for the Bucks for a couple of reasons that we'll get to here in just a moment. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. But Brandon, I suppose, as is customary in wins.
Only wins.
Who gets the honor for you tonight?
Real quick, I'll get to that too. In a minute, Justin. I just want to say, if you're a fan out there that is still second-guessing this NBA Cup, if you're not sure, if you think it's a gimmick, you know, a little bit of a gimmick thing that the NBA is doing, you could not be sorely mistaken. I mean, this was – I haven't been to many playoff games. Justin, you could answer this better than I could, but this felt very similar to the playoff games that I have been to, the intensity within the court and with the fans. So if you don't think that the players or the coaches care about this NBA Cup, you're sorely mistaken. I think it's a fantastic thing, and tonight was a great example of it. Tonight, two game balls tonight. And honestly, Justin, it could probably go in a handful of different directions, but the first one has to go to Damian Lillard. Mr. Fourth Quarter himself had a huge three. The Bucks were down late, 106-103, tied it up with that signature step-back three. Doc Rivers talked about it in the postgame. He was fantastic, and let's also not forget either, Justin, another game nearing double-digit assists. He finished with nine, so another game where he's not only scoring the basketball, but he is distributing it as well, and he attracts so much. I mean, he always finds the open guy. And then the last one, we said this on, what was it, Sunday. I don't think the Bucks win without him in that game. Sunday. Tonight, I don't think they survived the first half without Bobby Portis. 22 points, 10 rebounds. Now, Giannis did have 20 in the first half. He was great. He always is. You could probably give him a game ball every single game. But quite frankly, Bobby kept his team in the first half off that bench. 16 points. He was a spark immediately off that bench, Justin. He made his first seven shots. Orlando was great in that first half offensively. I mean, we talked about them kind of struggling to score the ball at times. But he shot 65% from the field in that first half, and they really could have pulled away without Bobby Portis coming off the bench. Like I said, making his first seven shots, he finished the first half with 16 points. And for those keeping track at home, that's Bobby's second consecutive game ball. And following two not-so-great performances in Atlanta and Boston, or Atlanta at home, on the road in Boston.
Hang on. Those keeping track at home of the game balls?
They are. You don't think my mom's keeping track of who I'm giving the game ball to?
No, he was terrific tonight, and it goes back to, what was that, Friday night, the conversation that we had where, again, I don't think either of us were saying, well, you got to get rid of Bobby Portis. You got to move on at all costs. The point was more looking for the moments and figuring out what is the mix, what's the groups that he works with, what is personnel packages against certain teams where we feel like we can really get something here with Bobby Portis. And, you know, maybe you found that. Maybe it was just two beneficial matchups that we've seen here in the ensuing days. But, Bobby Portis was terrific for this group, and especially in the first half. Giannis missed his first three shots at the rim, but then really dug in after that. You were looking for, okay, who else is going to get it going besides Giannis. And it wasn't a great night in terms of efficiency for Damian Lillard, but as we've seen so many times, well, it doesn't matter what happens in the first three quarters or the first three and a half quarters. It's how he closes these games. And, you know, Bobby was that guy in the second quarter that really helped carry that offense, and especially in those moments when Giannis was off the floor, the Bucks were positive. In your favorite stat, the plus-minus numbers, they were positive there in the first half, I think largely because of Bobby Portis. So I would agree on that. There's one player you did not mention that I do think deserves quite a bit of mentioning tonight. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. We'll get to that player and what we've seen from him here of late. And to hear from you as well, as the Bucks now headed to Las Vegas to play in the semifinals of the NBA Cup. More after this on Bucks Talk.
You're listening to Bucks Talk. The Round Ball Repartee returns. This is Bucks Talk.
114-109, the final here inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks outlast the Orlando Magic. As you know, we both said, this is a good Magic team. This is a team that, when they get their guys back in Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero, if they can add more offense, too, if you can add one more scorer to this mix, that's what made them so intriguing. I know ultimately they didn't go there, but they were in the mix for Paul George in the offseason. And you think about all the personnel that this group has. The defense, what stands out the most is it's a hybrid defense. They are physical, aggressive, but quick, athletic, and long. This would not be fun to play against in a best-of-seven series here. But the Bucks get the win in the single-elimination tournament-style NBA Cup quarterfinals game tonight. 855-616-1620, the number to join us on Bucks Talk. I mentioned there was one other player that did not get mentioned that I do believe needs to get quite a bit of mention tonight, and that player is Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a player to impact the game as much as Chris Middleton did tonight without scoring a single point, I think speaks to the importance that he still carries with this group, the chemistry that he has with Giannis, and just having that guy on the floor. We had Bobby Portis on the game on the broadcast after the win talking about Chris Middleton and saying, look, he keeps us organized. I mean, you didn't see DeLon Wright tonight. I don't think you saw DeLon Wright Sunday in Brooklyn.
Yep, that's correct.
And Chris Middleton being back is a big part of that. That last year he was basically your backup point guard for large stretches of the season. And that's what he brings to this group as well. It's a much different feeling than last year when we're talking about DeLon Wright, a capable player. Ryan Rollins and what he showed you in limited bursts earlier in the season. Pat Connaughton, who has some big playoff moments. These guys aren't playing because the group is at full strength. It's starting to look like we envisioned. Even Torian Prince tonight, when you look at his minutes played in this one, the Bucks just have so many different ways that they can play and different groupings that they can throw out there at any given moment. And Chris Middleton is a huge part of that. Again, did not score tonight, but had 8 assists. 7 of those 8 assists were to Giannis.
3 steals, too, if you don't mind me adding there, Justin. 3 defensive steals.
That was good, too.
Yeah.
He did everything.
And you can feel his presence on the court. I mean, it you know, when it's whether it's a side out of bounds or if it's a, you know, the Bucks are caught in kind of no man's land offensively, you can feel that they lean on Chris Middleton. And the best part about all of this, it doesn't even have his legs back yet. Like, wait till he gets his legs back. Wait till he's feeling like the Chris Middleton 20 points. So you and I kind of, you actually assume that that's kind of where his mark is as far as minutes go. It's only his 3rd game back. But when he starts able to get those legs back and he's breathing a little bit better down the court, man, when those shots start hitting, I don't even know how many shots tonight. I don't even feel like
he only took 2.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it. Yeah, and so that's the cool thing too, Justin, about when you're big three. Giannis's assist numbers were down tonight as well. I think the last time I looked, I think he only had a few. But when your best players, your best 3 players that attract so much attention, don't have to force shots or aren't looking to force shots, and they're looking for AJ Green, who had a handful of threes off the bench tonight, and we talked about Bobby Portis at the beginning of the show. that's the making of a really good team and a really deep team and a very dangerous team.
Only 33-point attempts tonight. Doc Rivers, it was funny, was asked about the volume of threes before the game, specifically as it relates to A.J. Green. I do want to revisit part of that answer and this group's offensive shot profile going forward. But as we mentioned, time to hear from you guys as well. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. I see a lot of Bobby Portis-related comments that are pouring in, so we'll hear from you. And your thoughts on Bobby Portis coming up next on Bucks Talk.
The Hardwood homilies continue after this. This is Bucks Talk. This is Bucks Talk.
5-point home win here for the Bucks, outlasting the Magic in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. They are now headed off to Las Vegas Saturday, awaiting the winner of the New York Knicks and the Atlanta Hawks. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Let's head to the phone lines and check in with Q in Milwaukee.
We are going to Vegas. This is awesome.
Viva!
I mean, a month and a half ago, who would have predicted this? This is pretty cool. I was at the game tonight, like you guys were saying, great energy. I'm just excited Bobby is becoming like contract year Bobby again. Because that, honestly, like, I don't know what we could get in the trade market that would give us what he gives us, or like what peak Bobby could give us. Like, I just don't, any of the rumors you see on Twitter or elsewhere, it just doesn't seem like he would give us the missing piece in the trade. Like, I think Bobby's the missing piece. If we can unlock them. And I think, like you were saying before the break, Chris is doing that. Like, I don't know if he's the brains or the moral compass of this team, but it seems like he's just getting – he's the gear that rotates everything and makes the whole thing work. And that's where I think, Justin, you've done a good job of trying to be patient all season and saying, let's wait to judge this roster until we have Chris for some time. But – like, he only played 20 minutes tonight, and his impact on the court was just huge.
Yeah.
So, I guess one question I have for you, you touched on it a little bit. How good is Orlando's defense? Like, watching the game tonight, it just seemed like on and off the ball, they were just super pesky and making everybody on the Bucks uncomfortable. Like, are they a top two or three defense in the league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, and granted, it's a small sample size of just one game, but in person, what we've seen so far, this is the best defense the Bucks have seen this season, and I don't think it's particularly close. Now, the Celtics haven't been quite as good as they were a year ago defensively. The Cavs, I know, have played better, but this team and the Houston Rockets are far and away the two best defenses that the Bucks have faced, and they're very similar in how they get it done in that they have just a number of rangy athletic guys that they can switch onto anything. But with the Magic, Jalen Suggs, I mean, he in many ways, and I remember this comparison was getting tossed around 2 years ago, that he's got some Jrue Holiday to him. And the more you watch Jalen Suggs, he has that physicality that he can take on 1 through 4 defensively. He has such great hands and quickness and moves his feet so well. You can't really blow by him. All those instances of Damian Lillard getting to the basket, it wasn't when Jalen Suggs was on him. So it's a terrific defense. And Franz Wagner is very good defensively, too, who they did not have tonight. But that was another big piece of the Magic's, I don't even want to say resurgence, because they started the season playing pretty well, is they just have a lot of two-way guys.
And they're not even healthy yet, Justin.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't been. They're missing two of their best players or two two of their best players. And you mentioned Jalen Suggs defensively at 32 points tonight. So he's had a nightmare.
And he's had 32 points in the fourth quarter of the last two games that he's played in now. So he has started to pour it on late. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another one of those guys that is out there as a 3-and-D player. Wendell Carter Jr. has really progressed since his days with the Chicago Bulls, where he's not just a rim protector. He's a guy that can move his feet, play defense. He takes corner threes now. We saw a couple of plays where Wendell Carter was facilitating offensively. And you just look at the guys that gave them contributions off the bench, too. Anthony Black, Cole Anthony. It's a very good Orlando Magic team that is only going to get better once they start to get healthy. So, look, I get that the offense has been a bit of an eyesore at times for the Magic this season. It's easy to look at it and say, you know what? Yeah, the Bucks won, but this is another one of those yeah buts because the Magic were without two of their best players. That's not it to me. This was a very, very quality win for this Bucks team. And now we wait and see what the matchup is going to be Saturday because it's two very different teams, two teams that the Bucks have already faced at least once this season. So we'll get into that a little bit in terms of what the New York Knicks bring to the table and the Atlanta Hawks. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. More after this.
This is Bucks Talk. Welcome back to Bucks Talk.
114-109, our final in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. The Bucks head to Las Vegas for the second consecutive year now, and they wait for the winner of tomorrow's matchup between the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. So you have played each of those teams so far this season. You know you're going to have 3 days off in between games, and they've really almost turned this into a mini All-Star break. This season, they're going to have a media day on, I believe, Friday for the semifinals to get set for that. Then everybody is off Sunday. Then they're going to have another media day on Monday, and then you have the finals being played on Tuesday. So I would assume the Bucks are getting out there sometime early Thursday afternoon.
That's where I would go with, yeah.
So you're going to basically potentially be spending 6 days in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and
not bad.
It's worth it, and they've earned it. And the cool part about this, Justin, if you look at this from the Bucks' perspective, it also gives you, you know, time to kind of rest Chris Middleton. Not that saying he needs the rest or that, you know, he's, you know, hurting or whatnot, but it feels better when you have a guy coming back that fresh off of injury to have a few days off, and obviously the team in itself to have a few days off. But I got something I want to throw at you, though, Justin, because this solidifies my game ball. And this kind of goes to Q's point about Bobby Portis. Listen to this. This is from the lead on X. Bobby Portis over his last two games, 22.5 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game, 100.8% true shooting percentage. He's the first player since Jokic last year, last December, to have a two-game span averaging more than 22 points on 100% true shooting percentage. So he is just playing. I mean, he's just been fantastic. It's been awesome to see. And I'll tell you this too, and you probably would agree with me. You've done more home games than I have at Fiserv. Outside of Giannis's initial introduction into the game, you know, when they do the starting lineups, Bobby gets the loudest ovation when he comes into a game. He's loved here, man. So he's just a different player at home, and that's why I say if you get the Bobby, if you get a little bit of resemblance of a Bobby that you get at home on, and you get that on the road, they're a different team. I mean, we saw that in Brooklyn.
So with this performance tonight, the Bucks have gone 12-7 since November 1st, and since a pretty bad start all around. But 12-7 from that point forward, they are not too far behind having the 10th best defense in the league. From that point on, they have a 112 defensive rating since November 1st. That's 13th in the league. The Miami Heat are 10th at 111.1. So you're not too far away from that. By the way, the Boston Celtics are 110.7. So just over one
interesting
point per 100 possessions better. The defense has been improved, and as I think we both said a couple of times, look, if the defense is somewhere around 11, 12, 14. If the offense is elite, I think that's good enough. But as long as you're not in the bottom half of the league, if you're hovering around the top half, flirting with the top 10, I do think that's good enough with this group, especially with some of the marked improvement we've seen in areas like their transition defense. And by the way, you know, we mentioned quite a bit before this game tonight that a Magic team that, similar to the Houston Rockets, especially now with, you know, Paolo Banchero and I know Franz Wagner, they're going to need to score a lot of points in transition. They get a lot of steals. They're a great defense. They're going to have to use that to really kickstart their offense. And you saw those opportunities, the steals, especially early. The Bucks had, I think it was four turnovers in the first quarter. They had three quick ones in the second quarter. But you saw those steals very early. The Bucks did a great job of getting back defensively and really played some solid transition defense. That's kind of what we've seen so far this season, that they give up a high volume of those opportunities. And I do think part of that is, look, they at times they've struggled to rebound the basketball. I think another part of it is we acknowledge we're going to have that issue. So let's essentially punt on offensive rebounds and get back in transition. That's giving the opponent that opportunity to run on you. But when that has happened, the Bucks have gotten much better as the season's going on. They were in the bottom five in both of those categories to start the season. Frequency that opponents get in transition on you and how efficient you are at stopping them, they're in the bottom five. Since November, it's still a high frequency. I think they're still around 22nd or 23rd. But they're hovering around the top half of the league in terms of stopping them. And the way you really look at transition is points created off of those. So I don't want to get too far into the weeds here and try to throw numbers at you in an audio medium. But if we're to say, look, if I give you 100 possessions, and that's what offensive rating and defensive rating is, if I give you 100 possessions, how many points are you going to score? How many points are you going to give up? So if you're scoring 120, pretty good rate that you're getting there. The way you gauge transition is, okay, if we understand it to be this is what you're scoring offensively with your offensive rating, how many points would you add to it because of transition? Tonight, the Magic subtracted points.
Wow.
In transition. That's how good the Bucks were at getting back. You saw a couple of those times Damian Lillard had a turnover, gets back, gets his hand on the ball, knocks it out of bounds, or at least prevents a layup. Giannis had two chase down blocks in this game. So that is one area where we have seen quite a bit of improvement defensively from this group, and their half-court defense has been more than good enough so far this season. Again, that was not the case last year. So the numbers are moving in the right direction offensively since November 1st. They have the 10th best offense in the league, but as we mentioned, similar to the defense, there's less than a point per 100 possessions that's separating the Bucks at 10 from the Oklahoma City Thunder at 6. So I still believe to get where you need to go, the offense probably has to finish somewhere around 5th. The defense can, you know, as we just mentioned, be anywhere from 11th to 14th-ish. Offense needs to be a top 5 offense, but what we've seen in Chris Middleton's return since he's come back, I didn't see what it was at most recently because it's still a very, very small sample size. But coming into play today, in the minutes together, where you had Chris and Giannis and Damian Lillard on the floor for two games, they had a 130 offensive rating.
And they closed them out together, too, both last two games.
So you're starting to see a lot of reasons to believe, this offense is going to continue to climb. And I do think what they're doing defensively, not that they're the best defense in the league, but I do think the defense is for real, and we can expect to see this go forward. 855-616-1620. The number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk as the Bucks head to Las Vegas once again for the semifinals of the NBA Cup. We'll take some more thoughts and wrap up the show after this on Bucks Talk.
You're listening to Bucks Talk. The round ball repartee returns. This is Bucks Talk.
Bucks punch their ticket to Las Vegas with this 5-point win over the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. They wait for the winner in the other quarterfinal game that will be played tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, the Knicks and the Atlanta Hawks. So one of those two teams, the Bucks, will play on Saturday for a chance to move on to the finals of the NBA Cup, which is Tuesday night in Las Vegas. 855-616-1620. The number to join us here tonight on Bucks Talk. Let's head back to the phone lines and check in with Will.i.am. You're up next.
Hey, Justin, thank you so much for taking my call. man, what a high-powered game. Definitely felt like a playoff game. Was very honored to be at the game tonight. Let's start out with some of the main things. The adversity of the Bucks coming up, letting the Magic get a little lead, falling back and forth. You know, this game was something that the Bucks needed to be challenged, and I liked seeing the Bucks come back with answers and answer the call. Another thing I want to say is some of the dunks in this game were out of control. Watching Brook Lopez demolish a gentleman, and then Giannis coming through, demolishing people, and then even the guy on the Magic.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, Will, in fairness, Goga Bitadze
started there.
Yeah,
that guy flew. Again, pretty stacked game, and I'm really happy with the moves that Doc made in the game. Obviously, you know, we saw a lot of A.J. Green hitting those two clutch threes down the later parts of the game. And then obviously Dame with that incredible step back three to just kind of give it the chef's kiss. I need that type of energy all season long from the Bucks, especially with this, I believe you said 12-5 or 12-7 streak that we've been going on. But yeah, only getting better. And I like the rotations. I'm just excited to see Ryan Rollins and, you know, the others make appearances. But other than that, Justin, what a game. What a playoff energy. And I can't wait to see him beat the Knicks or the Hawks. Go Bucks, baby.
Great call.
Thanks for the call, Will. And it's, I mean, the other important part is, you know, we mentioned it a couple of times. You have played the Celtics and Cavs close five times. No, two games against the Cavs.
Correct.
Decided by 3 points.
That's correct.
That Celtics game Friday night essentially went down to the wire. Your offense just wasn't good down the stretch. And we saw similar stories in the first two games that you played against Boston. So you've hung tough with that competition. You were blown off the road by the New York Knicks in that game that you played against them. But this, I think, is a solid win. The Magic had the third best record in the Eastern Conference. And it's been pretty consistent this season. This was a solid win. The Rockets win was a solid win. You've got more games with the Cavaliers. One more in about a week, right? You could have the Knicks again. You could have the Atlanta Hawks again on Saturday. Both teams that have beaten you already this season and are also playing pretty well. So I feel like we've said it a couple of times, but the next step now is, okay, we got to start to beat teams in these games.
And it's a good test early in the season, too, Justin, to go off your point. The Magic are going to be a playoff team. That's a team you mentioned it before you could see come springtime. The Knicks are certainly another one of those teams, as are the Hawks. And they're two teams that I guess that Hawks game was since that second quarter of last week on. Atlanta just dominated. The Knicks dominated from the tip in the game a handful of weeks ago in New York. But I like this is what makes this an NBA Cup worth it to me. This is what makes it fun, is that these games usually used to not matter, Justin. Like, you'd be like, oh, it's December 10th, but now it matters. It feels like it matters to the players. They've come out and said it matters to them. The coaches have come out. Doc Rivers has said they want to win it. Damian Lillard has said that he wants to win it. It matters to them, and they're able to kind of get some experience together. Again, a team that has a handful of new pieces. Ajax with a new role, A.J. Green with a new role. He played in crunch minutes tonight, crunch time minutes. You know, you got Gary Trent Jr., Taurean Prince, like Chris Middleton is back. So you're getting games that matter, in my opinion, and in their opinion as well. And you're getting those minutes together. So come playoff time, Chris Middleton isn't coming off the injured list, you know, for a couple weeks after the playoffs start. So you're getting games that matter together, and I think that's important.
Yeah, starting to win these games now is another big step for this Bucks team. For the rest of the month, we know it's either going to be the Knicks or the Hawks on Saturday. So Saturday the 14th, the next game, I'm pretty confident that's going to be a 3:30 tip because the two tip times on Saturday are 3:30 and 7:30 Central Time. I'm guessing the Bucks are going to be the 3:30 tips. I mean, who knows? Maybe if you have Oklahoma City and Houston. They could be the earlier game, but
that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get a 3:30 tip for the Bucks on Saturday. But after that, you may play Tuesday if you advance to the finals of the NBA Cup. Remember, that game does not count in the standings. None of these statistics count either. The only thing that matters is who wins and who gets to hang the banner and proclaim themselves the winners of the NBA Cup.
For the semifinal, correct?
for the final.
For the final, but the semifinal stats count.
Yeah, that all counts. Okay. The finals is the only game that wouldn't count for anything because it would be your 83rd game. But taking that out of the mix, then you have Friday the 20th, 1 week from this Friday, on the road in Cleveland. 1 day later, home against the Washington Wizards. On December 23rd, you're in Chicago against the Bulls. On the 26th, you host the Brooklyn Nets. On the 28th, you're back in Chicago against the Bulls, and you close out the calendar year, New Year's Eve in Indianapolis for an afternoon tip against the Pacers. The point being, outside of that scheduled game against the Cavs and whoever it is you draw Saturday, you're not going to have any other games for the rest of the calendar year against teams with a winning record. So,
good point.
Start to win some of those games against the better teams, number one, but also just keep winning these games that you're supposed to win, and you'll keep advancing in the standings, which I believe they're back up to sixth now by way of this win and other results around the league last night. So Saturday is the next game broadcast. Stay tuned for the tip time and who the opponent is. We'll know all of that tomorrow evening shortly after both quarterfinal matchups are played. But Saturday, our next game broadcast, and of course, as always, we'll be back after the game with Bucks Talk. Brandon and I will talk with you then.